This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. With barely a week to go before a deadline as soon as June 1st, talks continued Tuesday at the U.S. Capitol as negotiators for U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy at the Capitol Tuesday worked to avert a potentially chaotic federal default. VOA's Lori London spoke with Robert Reich, former U.S. Secretary of Labor and current professor of public policy at the University of California at Berkeley, about the ripple effect across the globe.
So many other economies are intertwined or interdependent or dependent on the United States economy in one way or another. The United States economy is the largest economy in the world. And so if the currency and debts of the United States are no longer credible, then that ripple will shake the entire global economy.
A local official says Russian forces shot down drones in Russia's southern Belgorod region a day after Moscow announced that its forces had crushed a cross-border raid. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a Telegram post, Belgorod's governor says a large number of drones were intercepted overnight, adding no one had been hurt, but administrative buildings, residential buildings, and cars had been damaged. Ukrainian officials haven't immediately commented. Details on the raid are unclear. Moscow's blaming the incursion that had begun on Monday on Ukrainian military saboteurs, while Kyiv has described it as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's human rights chief on Wednesday warned that there had been deeply troubling reports of sexual violence in Sudan since fighting erupted between two rival generals in the country. Sudan has descended into chaos after fighting started in mid-April between the country's military, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. This is VOA News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to launch his much-anticipated White House bid in an unusual and perhaps unprecedented way. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
DeSantis is taking a page from the playbook of the man considered the other leading GOP nomination contender, Donald Trump, who used Twitter to turn himself into a political star. Two AP sources say DeSantis will outline his plans this evening in an online talk with Twitter CEO Elon Musk, streamed on Twitter Spaces. The 44-year-old governor has embraced the ex-president's combative style and many of his policies, but bills himself as a younger, more electable version. DeSantis would join a crowded GOP field, including Senator Tim Scott.
We need a president who persuades not just our friends and our base.
Who presented himself this week as an optimistic alternative to both DeSantis and Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A UPS strike looms in a world grown reliant on everything delivered everywhere all the time. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
UPS ships 24 million packages on an average day, about a quarter of all U.S. parcel volume, according to Pitney Bowes. UPS says they deliver the equivalent of about 6% of the nation's gross domestic product. That makes major supply chain disruptions all but certain if it's union strikes. The Teamsters, which represent about 350,000 UPS workers, have said they'll walk off the job if they don't get a new contract. The current one expires July 31st. The last time UPS workers went on strike was more than two decades ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Rains and winds continue to batter Guam from Typhoon Mawar, the strongest storm to approach the U.S. Pacific Territory in decades. In a briefing, National Weather Service Guam Chief Meteorologist Landon Adlett says the Pacific Island is feeling the force of the storm.
Everyone's going to be feeling the heavy weather. We're starting to hear the low rumbles in the building here at the National Weather Service. Our doors are rattling. We hear little whistles through the windows, little cracks in the doors. We're getting those effects here as we're nearing typhoon force conditions any moment now.
U.S. President Joe Biden approved an emergency declaration, and anyone not living in a concrete house is being urged to seek safety elsewhere. Guam's governor says the emergency declaration is especially crucial given the distance from the continental United States. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.